ॐ ज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं। वन्देहं श्रीगुरुः श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सगणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवम् साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितं च। हे कृष्णकरुणा सिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकांत राधाकांत नमस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये। नमो महाबदान्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरत्विषे नमः। वाक्षाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। So today this morning we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 30, the activities of the Prachetas, and text we are going to read about 39 and 40. However, only 40 verses written on the bell board, so we'll make a repetition for 40. Please repeat after me. यन्ना सुतप्तं तप एतदीशा निरंधसां कालमदभ्रमप्सु सर्वं इत्सर्वं तदेतत् पुरुषस्य भूम्नो वृणीमहेते परितोषनाय यन्नः सुतप्तं तप एतदीशा निरन्धसां कालमदभ्रमप्सु सर्वं तदेतत् पुरुषस्य भूम्नो विणीमहेते परितोषणाय यन्नः सुतप्तं तप एतदीशा निरन्धसां कालमदभ्रमप्सु सर्वं तदेतत् पुरुषस्य भूम्नो विणीमहेते परितोषणाय यत् व्हाट नः ऑफ अस सुतप्तम सेभर तपः विनांस एतत् दिस ईशा ओ लॉर्ड निरंधसाम विदाउट टेकिंग एनी फूड कालम टाइम अदभ्रम फॉर ए लॉन्ग ड्यूरेशन अप्सु विद इन द वाटर सर्वम ऑल तत् दैट एतत् दिस पुरुषस्य ऑफ द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉडहेड भूम्नः द मोस्ट एक्साल्टेड विणीमहे वी वांट दिस बेनडिक्शन ते ऑफ यू परितोषनाय फॉर द सैटिस्फैक्शन ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पस बाय श्रील प्रभुपाद ट्रांसलेशन टुगेदर फॉर 39 वर्स एंड 40 Translation. Dear Lord, we have studied the Vedas, accepted a spiritual master, and offer respects to Brahmanas, advanced devotees, and aged personalities, who are spiritually very advanced. We have offered our respects to them, and we have not been envious of any brother, friends, or anyone else. We have also undergone severe austerities within the water and have not taken food for a long time. All these spiritual assets of ours are simply offered for your satisfaction. We pray for this benediction only, benediction only, and nothing more. Purport. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, Sam Siddhir Haritoshanam, the real perfection of life is pleasing the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Vedaish Sarveir Ahameva Vidya. In understanding the Vedas, one has to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One who has actually understood Him surrenders unto Him after many, many births. We find all these qualifications in the Parchetas. They underwent several austerities and penances within the water and they did not take any food for a long time. They practiced these austerities not for material benediction but for the satisfaction of the Supreme Lord. One may engage in any business, material or spiritual, but the purpose should be the satisfaction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This verse presents a perfect picture of Vedic civilization. People training to become devotees should be respectful not only to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but also to those who are elderly in knowledge, who are Arjan. An actual devotee of Lord. An Aryan is one who does not boast but is an actual devotee of the Lord. Aryan means advanced. formerly those who claimed to be Arjan and be the devotee of the Lord, for instance, in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna chastised Arjun by saying that he was speaking like a non-Arjan. Sri Bhagavan Vacha, Kutastva Kasmalamidam Visame Samupasthitam Anarja Justam Aswargyam Akirti Karmarjuna. The Supreme Person, Bhagavan, said, "My dear Arjun, how have these impurities come upon you? They are not at all befitting a man who knows the progressive value of life. They don't lead to the higher planet, but to infamy." Arjun, the Kshatriya, was refusing to fight despite being directly ordered by the Supreme Lord. He was thus chastised by the Lord as belonging to a non-Arjan family. Anyone who is advanced in the devotional service of the Lord certainly knows this duty. knows his duty. It doesn't matter whether his duty is violent or non-violent. If it is sanctioned and ordered by the Supreme Lord, it must be performed. An Arjan performs his duty. It is not that the Arjan are unnecessarily inimical to living entity. The Arjan never maintain slaughterhouses and they are never enemies of poor animals. The Prachetas underwent several austerities for many, many years, even within the water. Accepting austerity and penances is the about business of those interested in spiritual civilization. interested in advanced civilization. The word nirandhasam means without food. Eating voraciously and unnecessarily is not the business of an Arjan. Rather, the eating process should be restricted as far as possible. When Arjan eats, they eat only prescribed eatables. Regarding this, the Lord says in Bhagavad Gita, "Patram puspam phalam toyam yome bhaktya prayakshati tadaham bhakti upahritam snami pratatmanam." If one offers me with love and devotion a leaf, a flower, fruits or water, I will accept it. Thus, there are restrictions for the advanced Arjan. Although the Lord himself can eat anything and everything, he restricts himself to vegetable, fruits, milk and so on. This verse thus describes the activity of those who claims to be Arjan. So we are hearing since many days activity of Prachetas, and also this we are almost, this is end of the chapter, and in this verse especially the Prachetas describing the purpose of their austerities. However, we know the incident. Prachetas, they were 10 sons of Maharaj Prachin Varhi. Prachin Varhi, very celebrated pious king, he ordered his sons, 10 sons, "You go, perform austerities, go in the forest somewhere, perform austerities, gain some power, obtain some power, and again return back and take charge of ruling this earthly planet." By fortune, they were on the way to the forest, but they were fortunate enough, they were able to see, or they got the audience of Lord Shiva directly. Lord Shiva instructed them very nicely. Of course, Lord Shiva gave on very much prayers, Rudra Geet, in glorification of Lord Vishnu. accepting the instruction from Lord Shiva, all they went in the water, sea water, under the water. They have such a mystic power. They dive inside, within the water, and they perform austerities for sahasra celestial year, almost millions years, 1 million years within the water. They perform austerity. Lord was extremely pleased with them. Shri Shri Krishna Ram ki, Shri Shri Radha Shyam Sundar ji ki, Shri Shri Gaur Nitai ki, Shri La Prabhupada ki. So they were able to satisfy the Lord. Lord was extremely satisfied with them. And then Lord personally came to see them. They were chanting the mantra given by Lord Shiva, praying the Lord, performing austerity, severe austerity. And Lord appeared. Lord appeared to reward their austerity. This was a purpose. They have done nice austerity, bhakti. So Lord personally wanted to reward them. For that reason, Lord personally came to them. And Srimad Bhagavatam, this chapter described, Lord appeared in such a pleasing form. Lord, their form appeared in front of them. Such a beautiful, extremely beautiful form was their Lord. So much beautiful that when Lord appeared in that area, due to the effulgence, Lord, bodily effulgence of Lord, all the darkness of all the direction was dissipated. Whole surrounding was illuminated simply by the presence of Lord. So they become very much pleased. They could recognize that this is the form of Lord. After Lord Shiva has described about this form. And Lord, as soon as Lord appeared, Lord said, I am pleased with you, extremely pleased with you, my dear Parcheta. I wish you all good fortune. I wish all good fortune to you. And I am here very much pleased. If ask any benediction, I am here to give you some benediction, some bardan, boon. And then, first of all, the Parcheta offered prayers in the glorification of Krishna. And then towards the end, because Lord was requesting, as Lord was telling, you ask something. Then they first of all say, my dear Lord, what we can ask from you now? We perform austerity and we are such a fortunate enough that we could see you face to face. We are standing in front of you. What could be more beneficial benediction from this? We are absolutely satisfied. However, if you are telling to ask some benediction, so only thing that you consider us your servant. Of course, you have accepted. We have accepted you as our master, our Swami, and you have also accepted your servant. And so much so that you are very much pleased, you are satisfied with me and when standing in front of me. That is more than enough for us. However, Lord was inducing them, no, still ask something. Then towards the end, the Parchetas asked, in Srimad Bhagavatam it described, they have asked one benediction from Lord. Yavatte mayas prishta bhramavah iha karma bhi tavat bhavak bhagavat तावत भवत प्रसंगा नाम संगम श्यानो भवे भवे. My dear Lord, if you want to give benediction, we are going to ask. Yavatte maya, as long as we are here in this material world, in this due to our material contamination, and we may go from one body to another, from one planet to another, we don't ask you cessation of this repeated cycle of birth and death. Simply we want, as long as we are in this material world, my dear Lord, please bless us that we may get opportunity to associate a Vaishnava, pure devotee. Association of this way, they are nothing, we don't want anything from you. But if you really interested, want to give us something, that only yavatte maya sprishta, as long as we are contaminated and we have to remain in this material body and this material world, we don't care for that. But wherever we will go, please bless us that we may get association of your devotee, your pure devotee. That is only benediction. Yavatte maya sprishta. And again they said, okay, you are telling other, what we can ask other thing. The honey bee goes different flowers, different plants to collect honey. And we are such a, for if the honey bee gets a parijat, desired tree, so apart from the desired tree, parijat, a bee, where should the bee should go? It is good enough, more than enough. So since due to our austerity, our penances, we got your audience, your association. So we don't want anything. And also when in this that part of Bhag section, that part and this verse, Prabhupada has written purport. In that purport, Srila Prabhupada has quoted one verse. Of course, we don't know from where this verse appears. Importance of association of a Lord, of association of devotee. And Prabhupada has quoted in the very celebrated verse, where Lord decides, Lord said, Naham Tishthami Vaikunthe. Krishna says, I don't reside in Vaikuntha planet. Usually we know that it's a Golok Eva Nivasati Akhilatma Bhuto. He's staying there. Golok. Lord says, Naham Tishthami Vaikunthe Yoginam Hridaye Nacha. I also don't reside in the heart of a yogi. Dhyanavasti tadgatena manasa pasyantiyam yogino. Usually yogi, they perceive the presence of Lord in their heart. But Lord says, no, I don't reside in the heart of a yogi. Naham tishthami vaikunthe yoginam hridayena cha. Where you stay, madbhakta yatra gayanti. Krishna says, Vishnu says, where my devotee assemble and they chant my glories, tatra tishthamina. There is. Of course, the Lord is present everywhere, omnipresent, every. But where devotees are glorifying the Lord in the association, when Lord see that association, gathering of devotee, and especially when they are engaged in chanting and hearing, that place is most comfortable residence for Krishna. He feels very comfortable there. Of course, he lives in Vaikuntha also. Sarvasya chaham hridayasannivesto Ishvara sarvabhutanam hridayase Arjuna tishtate. Krishna resides in the heart of every living entity. That is also residence of Krishna. Krishna resides in Vaikuntha planet, Golok eva nivasati. But the most comfortable residence for Krishna is the place where devotee glorify the Lord. Naham tishthami vaikunthe yoginam hridaye cha madbhakta yatra gayanti tatra tishthamina. So this is the most important thing for a devotee, that association of pure devotee is the most important thing for a devotee. If someone really devotee, when he gets association of, he becomes very much completely satisfied. So they are here also saying, we are completely satisfied. Yanna sutaptam. We have performed austerity very nicely. Yanna swadhitam. We studied the Vedas. Very nicely we have studied the Vedas. We have accepted spiritual master. We have served spiritual master. We have offered respect to Brahmanas and Vaishnavas. Arja Nata Shuddha. And our heart is completely free from any tinge of enviousness. We are not envious to any living entity. Here they Sarvani Bhutani Anushi. We don't find any fault in other living entity. We are not envious of all. This purity, this spiritual asset we have got. Yanna Sutaptam, we have in this verse, Yanna Sutaptam Tapa Eta Disa. We have performed several austerities. Nirandhasa means for a long duration of time we have not taken any food. We are fasting. Nirandhasa. Kalam adabhramapsu. And we reside within the water. Sarvam etat purushasya bhumno. All these spiritual assets we have got. It is for paritoshanaya. We want to satisfy you. We want to please you. That's more than enough for us. And this is our fortunate that you are completely satisfied with us. Not only you, my dear Lord, we are fortunate enough. As soon as I came out from our village, house, city, we got the association of Shiva, who is considered to be the topmost devotee of Lord Vishnu. Vaishnava Nam Yatha Sambho. Shiva is considered the topmost Vaishnava. So we were fortunate enough to get association of Lord Shiva. And Lord Shiva was extremely pleased with them, with us. Not only he pleased, out of his causeless mercy, he instructed us, gave such a nice prayer. And this was our qualification that we get faith. We were very much faithful to Lord Shiva. We perform austerity. And the fruit of the austerity is this, that you are present in front of us. Lord, when in Srimad Bhagavatam described, Lord came in front of Parcheta in a very pleasing form, extremely beautiful form. When Lord was glancing upon them, they were feeling that graceful glance. And when Lord started to speak, they felt that as the nectar is entering in our heart, when sound, vibration, vibrated by Lord Vishnu, when we are speaking anything, of course, Bhagavatam described the voice was like a cloud, thunder, very grave voice, Lord. So they were able to see the Lord face to face. The eye was completely satisfied with the presence of Lord. And when Lord was speaking, the sound entering in their ears, it appears that some nectar is entering, touching the heart. So they described that this fortune we got. Now you are asking to ask some benediction. What benediction we could ask more than this? We are absolutely satisfied and we don't want any benediction from you. Here, Brini Mahete Paritoshana. And also this from beginning, not only this time, from very beginning, when we started our austerity, it was our purpose, our goal to satisfy you, and we have satisfied you. So, we don't want to ask anything. However, Lord, they are beg forgiveness from Lord. They say that, Parcheta told that, my dear Lord, even Brahma feels himself unqualified, unfit to glorify you. Though topmost devotee, even Shiva, he becomes very embarrassed to say something. But we are so insolent, please forgive, insolence, dhrishtata, impudence, that we dare to say something in front of you. Lord Shiva hesitated to open his mouth in front of Vishnu. Because his language why he feels, Lord Shiva feels that I am not, that I have limitation language wise and also feeling wise. Knowledge I don't know. Shiva feels when Lord Shiva comes in front of Vishnu, when there is opportunity for glorifying the Lord Vishnu, he feels that language wise I am limitation. I am not the proper language to glorify the Lord. And same time knowledge I don't know anything. And also bhakti I don't have. So Lord Shiva hesitate to speak in front of you. But out of our own ignorance or shamelessness or insolence, we say something to you, so forgive us, we are not qualified. Of course, this is any Vaishnava out of humility. A Vaishnava thinks that he is unfit, unqualified in all respects. This is the humility of a Vaishnava. Out of humility feels that I am not qualified enough to be transferred in the spiritual planet. I am completely contaminated. If I will be present, I will go there, even the Vaikunth would be contaminated by my presence. I am so contaminated. So it is this happened, that not that Lord devotee are contaminated, but out of humility they feel, I am unfit, I am unqualified to glorify the Lord. I am unfit, I am unqualified to be transferred to the spiritual planet. So here also, this word, paritoshanaya, vrini mahete paritoshanaya, my dear Lord, we are asking, whatever we have done, all our spiritual asset I gather simply to satisfy you, paritoshan, you be pleased with us, and you are already pleased with us, so we don't want to ask any other benediction. That is more than enough for us, that you are present in front of us, you are pleased with us, and you consider us as your servant. So more than this, what we could ask? We don't ask, we don't want to open our mouth, don't want anything. However, they indirectly ask that we want anywhere, as long as we are in this material world, going one body to another, going one planet to another, please grant us that we may associate your pure devotee. And so I stop here. This is almost end of their prayer. Only one verse is there. They talk about Lord Shiva, Brahma. Okay, sir. Okay, go ahead. Sankirtan Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Maharaj. Nice, very nice class. We have now the month of Kartik, and we pray. We hear in the evening the Damodaraskam prayer, and there's Maharaj Satyavrata. He also says the same thing, that he has no other desire than to behold the pastime, even moksha or any material benediction out of no kimanye. What's there in comparison? And you made that point very nicely also here, how the prachetas have attained fulfillment by having the darshan of the Lord. Now, on the other hand, we hear, how Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati says, and Srila Prabhupada repeats, don't try to see the Lord, but act in a way that the Lord wants to see you. Right? So, to what extent would you say, is it bona fide, or is it, are we qualified to have to what extent is it right that we aspire for that darshan of the Lord? Or in one sense, it seems it's not something to aspire for, rather we wait for, or something like that. Or how do you understand that? especially Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati's stand. Act in a way that Krishna wants to see you.
We will come on the topic. I did not remember while speaking. Today I was supposed to speak something about this Kartik month, this present month, Kartik. Month is called Damodar, Damodar month. Of course, whenever Lord appears, all his activities are certainly very pleasing. Either he appears as Nrisimhadev or Vamandev or Kurmadev or Lord Ramchandra. In Chaitanya Charitamrita is described, Krishna Rajate Ka Khela Sarvottama Naralila Narabhaputahara Sarva. Krishna Rajate Ka Khela. Whatever Krishna appears in this material performance, it is extremely beautiful, pleasing. But when appears as a human form, it becomes extremely more pleasing. And especially when in Vrindavan. And in Vrindavan also, our Lord did many pastimes in Vrindavan. Especially Lord Krishna performed some very extremely beautiful, pleasing pastime in month of Kartik. Especially that very celebrated pastime, Ukkhal Bandhan Lila, when Mother Yashoda tied in the ropes Krishna. That reason why this month, name of this month given after this incident, this pastime. So Damodar and some certain we are doing Vrata, we took a certain vow, one vow Deep Dan, offering lamps in front of deity or anywhere. About Deep Dan, one glorification, if someone offers the lamps to the Lord, I'm not going to say about what benefit one person derive by offering the lamp to the Lord directly. In one of the Puran, I don't remember Padma Puran or Skanda Puran, if someone offers lamps to the Lord, Damodar, and he keeps that lamp somewhere, and after some time lamps become, it is about to finish, flame goes lower and lower. And if someone comes there, see, takes a little stick, needle, and try to revive that flame again, as soon as revives the flame again, usually we touch the something and put little uplift the cotton, it becomes more powerful flame. If someone does this one, someone has offered and has thrown that lamp and you go and just revive that flame, immediately, next moment, all the demigods rush toward that person and they want to associate that person. Of course, they come in their different airplanes. They want to take their different, their respective planet so that they can serve that devotee. They can massage their feet, touch the dust from his lotus feet. So that is glorification. Deep, you are not direct, you have not, someone has offered and you simply revive the flame. So you can imagine the benefit a devotee can derive by offering the lamps. So one vow usually we took that at least every day, evening time, some devotee offered twice or three times also, but at least one vow we should take. Another description about, in this month, of course, every month, every time we should take bath, but this month, certainly a devotee should take bath before sunrise. Surjodaya se purva snan. Of course, we are doing, all of you are doing. But if you do this one, so this is the, this certain vow we should take. And this month, this Kartik month, is very dear to Krishna. Many Swiss pastimes took place in this month. Like Damodar Bandhan Lila, it took place in this month. And another very celebrated and pleasing pastime, that lifting of Govardhan Hill. Krishna lifted Govardhan Hill. So if we take some additional austerity vow to please Krishna, Krishna becomes extremely pleased. He comes, and especially in Vrindavan, anywhere in this month we are taking some vow, some vrata, it is very much beneficial. But if someone takes some vow in Vrindavan, it becomes, we can't, I was telling that not directly, not the person has not directly offered the lamp. Someone offered, someone else has offered, simply reviving the flame of the lamp. Or it is described that it's evening time, someone turn on the switch. Usually our security guard, they are doing it. So immediately all the, it will be whole, the temple will be crowded by demigods to take you back to their planet, to worship you. And the person who does any activity, a spiritual activity in this month, especially chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, reading Srimad Bhagavatam, he becomes eligible to enter in the Vaikunth. Not by Kuntpala, Golok Dhan, Golok Eva Nyushat. Still, your question is, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj and Srila Prabhupada many times described that we should not try, make effort to see Krishna. Rather, we should act in such a way, we should do our perform devotional service such a way that Krishna becomes inspired to see us. So this is the point I answer. Precisely, what is your question? Sankirtan. Say, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada said that we should act, we have in such a way that Krishna desires, Krishna develops desire to see us. And under this, that we should struggle in such a way, we want to see Krishna today, tomorrow, day after tomorrow. We can't wait anymore.
Yes, so where is the balance? It's a desired goal. We want to ultimately have that darshan of the Lord. At the same time, it's not advised to desire it. Rather, we act in a way. So it seems like you're supposed... To what extent, that's the point is, of to what degree or in what way are we, what's the right attitude towards that?
I'm telling, Rohini Sutta Prabhupada, not to comment on this. Where is...
you see my point, Maharaj?
Yeah, I got the point and clear, and it is also my question. If I were next to you, I will ask someone. However, it's nice, still cherishing a desire to see Lord face to face.
You should desire.
It is not out of jurisdiction of pure devotional service. This is also in the, comes in the same. So certainly we should cherish the desire. We should develop desire to see Krishna. We should develop love, lobh, greed to see Krishna. To serve Krishna. And same time, not only lip service, practical devotional service, rigidly we should follow rules, regulation and try our level best, like the Parcheta they did. 1,000 celestial years, approximate millions years for our earthly calculation. They did very, so much so that Lord personally came. They were not expecting. They were thinking that we, no way. Lord, we saw Lord Shiva, that was more than enough. But you see, Lord personally came. So we should develop desire, intense desire to see Krishna, and same time execute, perform devotional service austerity. We want to say something, some comment.
It is
there's an example given by Srila Prabhupada with the sun. And the sun didn't rise, you know, we cannot see sun. Even if you want to see the sun, you know, it's not possible to see. So we have to wait until sun is rising. And by seeing the sun, we can see ourselves and can see everything around us. So as long the sun is not rising, our senses where we are very proud on, eyes, ear, everything, especially the eyes, we cannot see. We are dependent on the sun. Therefore, only if the sun rises out of the own course, mercy, because Shastra says, Upanishad, we cannot see the Lord and understand the Lord with our senses. But if the senses become purified by seva, by devotional service, then automatically the Lord will reveal, and everything around him will reveal, and everything will become clear.
Thank you. আপনি বাংলা বলুন, আমি বাংলা বুঝতে পারি।
হরে কৃষ্ণ। অ্যাকচুয়ালি ইন দিস রিগার্ড ভক্তি সিদ্ধান্ত সরস্বতী ঠাকুর সেজ দ্যাট লাইক হি গেভ অন এক্সাম্পল ইন হিজ উপদেশ উপাখ্যান এন্ড অলসো ভক্তিবিনোদ ঠাকুর সেজ দ্যাট ফার্স্ট ভক্তি সিদ্ধান্ত সরস্বতী ঠাকুর সেজ দ্যাট অ্যাকচুয়ালি উই আর নট লাইক হি সেজ দ্য মাঙ্কি লাইক মাঙ্কি দে হ্যাভ দেয়ার চিলড্রেন সো উই শুড নট ট্রাই টু লাইক অ্যাজ ইউ সেড দ্যাট উই শুড try our best and depend on Krishna, that we should not say like this, oh, I won't do anything, okay, Krishna will give me darshan. He says it's not like this, that you won't do anything and Krishna will come to you. This way. And he says that the one example, the Indura Vacha means the, what is called, monkey, they have their children and also Billi Kavacha, means they have their children. So when monkey's children, they grasp, they completely depend on their parents, so I won't do anything. And Billy, when his mother is grabs and he just grabs like this, and then when he carries his children, he just completely dependent like this. He says that we should not be like this. We should try our best and depend on Krishna. If he wants, he can give us darshan. Also, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that Yakbar Krishna darshan hoilo jar, jibon sarthak manitar. Means if anyone can see Krishna in this very lifetime, his life is successful.
So precisely we should become the baby of kite or monkey. Bhakti Yogi compared to like baby of kite, small kite, lie one place, wherever mother wants to grab and go. For monkey they have to grab the back of mother. Mother doesn't care, but for cat, takes care. Bhakti, our position should be like a baby of a cat. Okay, any other devotee?
One question. So, as Prasadas, they are asking for benediction. So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says one of his book that even devotee, if they ask benediction, for the sake of serving Lord, there is no problem. No,
that asking something like regarding devotional service, it is not beyond the jurisdiction of pure devotional service. Even sometimes devotee for bare necessities, if they are asking, it is not Krishna's, like Draupadi, when she was in the middle of the sabha, Kaurava sabha, she was asking, praying for her protection. So that is, her prayer is not like out of jurisdiction of pure devotional. That is also pure devotional service. Asking something related to devotional service, Krishna Prem, it is not out of jurisdiction of pure devotional. That is also pure devotional service. If we really, something you ask for like some bare necessities, we are suffering, asking, that is also doesn't go beyond the jurisdiction of pure devotional. If you ask something for luxury, that is it outside. It is not devotional service, pure devotional service.
he says that I can ask this whole universe in order to serve Lord. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says
asking from Lord, Chaturvidha bhajante mam jana shukritun arjuna arto jigyas artharthi gyani cha bhartarshava. Art Draupadi was art devotee. He was such a critical situation. Arto jigyas artharthi, typical example of artharthi devotee, Dhruva Maharaj. At least in the beginning, he has no desire to serve Krishna. Only he has intense desire to get most opulent kingdom, that's all, wealth. For that reason, he engaged himself in pure devotional service. But by the influence of pure devotional service, his heart was completely purified, so much so that Lord appeared in front of him and Lord was again requesting, you, Dhruv, ask any benediction I am here to give you. And then Dhruv Maharaj, Swamin Kritarthosmi Varam Nayase. How the verse start? Tapasi Sthitoham. Tapasi Tvam Praptavan Dev Manindra Guhyam Swamin Kritarthosmi Varam Nayase. My dear Lord, I am completely satisfied. Please, I don't want any benediction from you. I want you, your devotional service, I want you, but I don't want anything from you. Sthana bhilashi tapasisthitoham. I perform devotional service, engage myself in devotional service for the, I have desire to get the most opulent kingdom. Sthana bhilashi tapasis, tvam praptavan, but I got you. But I am completely satisfied. So in at least in the beginning, if you have some desire to get something from Lord, and sometimes this desire becomes conducive for devotional service. So arto jigyas artharthi gyani cha bhartarshava. Lord says, arto, okay. Bhagavan khush hote hain ki wo humse mangta hai. They don't become upset that why you are asking to me. If someone asks, Lord becomes very much pleased. Okay, you want to take it. So, in beginning at least, asking some bare necessities of life, it is also not beyond out of pure devotional service. But for like bare necessity, not by for luxury, if you want something for luxury, then it may be not devotional service, or at least not pure devotional service.
Many great personalities mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam, they praying also for association of pure devotees.
No, I did not, could not understand.
Many great personalities mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam, they also praying or asking for benediction to associate with pure devotee. Lord Shiva himself, he is praying to have opportunity to associate with pure devotee. What exactly means the association of pure devotee? Could you explain, please?
Precisely, what is the question?
What does it mean, the association of pure devotee?
What does it mean, association? Association, coming clear. And here, Parcheta has described actual benefit of association we can derive. We should very much, when we are associating, coming in close, in touch with the devotee, then we must, first things, we should not offend, make any offense against him. And same time, we should also try to appreciate his devotional service. Appreciation for, he has done some, we are with hundreds of devotees are here together, associating each other. So we should very much careful not to offend them, make any offense, aparad. And same time, we should always ready to appreciate their devotional service, they have purpose. And then, this attitude, not offending, an appreciative mood, hearing and chanting, glorification of Lord. So when we association, actual association with something, we have to avoid, and same time association of Lord, Sravan and Kirtan. This is actual association. Not only that, seems we are very much close to next to Vaishnavi association. By some time, a certain type of insect, and I don't know, in some ways that you are not cleaning the cloth, then white some insect is entered, takes birth in the, your cloth, and he always next to you, it's like parasite, sucking the, your blood. So he is also associating you, but that is not direct, it is not association. Parasite like a small insect, if you are not, your cloth is not very, very, very next to you, always they are trying to suck the blood. So that is not association, doesn't it just be a together in one room we are living, our mind is somewhere else, making them politics for each other. Otherwise, association means living together and in association of devotee, we should execute, we should engage ourselves, our all senses should be engaged in devotional service, beginning with hearing and chanting. This is association, not necessarily very close. Appreciation and same time not making any offense. Apradh nahi karna hai aur uski seva bhi karni hai. Aur uske saath saath bhakti, sarvan, kirtan. Bhakti Vinod Purohit would like to enlighten us something. Usually class goes up to 9:15 nowadays. Hindi class is 9:15, the prasad will be 9:15. We have oh, okay, sir, here I think. Anything? Dharmatma Prabhu, if you want to say something. I forgot to say something about Damodar. This is. Okay, sir, here you are. Granthra Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.